This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So it has happened. The Jalen Ramsey trade happened. And then it's not like what you thought it was going to be, which, you know, it was like, oh, a fourth round draft pick and a couple of pick swaps. Like, this has turned into something pretty wild. So Jalen Ramsey goes to Pittsburgh, and so does Jonnu Smith, by the way. What Pittsburgh is putting together is something else, man. They think they've got their window and they are going for it. They have one hellified roster. If you think the quarterback position is part of the hellified roster,
that's the thing.
But Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, they go to Pittsburgh. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a Dolphin again. And then there were a couple of pick swaps as well. Here's just a couple of the reactions on Twitter. Armando Salguero said, gotta say, and Dolphins fans will not agree, but Chris Greer turned a terrible situation in which everyone knew he had to trade Ramsey and gets back a younger player the organization, minus Brian Flores, loved years ago and is salvaging the situation. The Dolphins could be winning. Now, I don't know if that's the prevailing thought. I haven't looked at much of social media and I haven't listened to any of sports radio. The part that annoys me is the Jonnu Smith portion of it, because essentially you traded Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So that's really the nuts and bolts of the deal. Couple things. Eric Lawson, your former producer on the Coop and Crowder show, tweeted out, Tua and Minkah doing interviews together, bleeping on Brian Flores. That I'm looking forward to. I am totally down with that, Lawson. That's going to happen, and I'm totally down with that. There was Adam Schefter. This is a little worrying. Jalen Ramsey is now the fourth Dolphins captain from last season, no longer on the team in 2025, joining Teron Armstead, Calais Campbell, and David Long Jr. Now, you may say, hey, the team was no good, and there were a lot of issues behind the scenes, so it's great to get rid of all the captains. The only thing I would say is, though, those captains were quality guys, so maybe it is so out of control at the Dolphins organization, even guys like Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell, who you would imagine have a ton of respect and are just quality guys. I don't know much about David Long Jr., but I I do think that might be the warning sign that, hey, there were some quality captains there and they're gone. And then there was Raheem Mostert, who happens to be a real quality dude. I love Raheem Mostert. He tweeted out, hot take, be a Pro Bowler on the Dolphins, get treated like bleep. Happy for my guys, though. Go ball out.
First off, you get one of the top three safeties in the world back. And I don't know if I know Jonnu, and, you know, Jonnu and Jalen are guaranteed starters. They're great players. Jalen Ramsey's the first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, Jonnu had a good end of the season last year. The captain thing, I don't like to look into stuff that deep about the captain because it's really, you know, the players vote on it. It's usually guys, the older guys on the team, the ones that's been around and all that, you know, Calais and Teron. But all the stories that have come out over the last year or two, I would say the captaincy of that team wasn't that strong and the guys didn't respect. We talked about it, the coming late thing and all that. You don't come on time for Mike McDaniel. You come on time for your leaders. And those guys didn't give a damn about what Teron and Calais and David Long, who got cut in midseason, which is crazy, said. So I think we're not doing too much looking into the thing about all the captains being gone. And then Raheem Mostert's right. He ball out the Dolphins, and they're going to try to use you as an entity, which you already are.
But hold on a second. And I love Raheem too, Hawk. You know, part of the best Dolphins team in my lifetime, probably. But correct me if I'm wrong. Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle all played like Pro Bowlers a couple seasons ago, and Chris Greer threw them a ton of money. Jalen Ramsey wanted, I assume, to get paid a little bit more, or maybe he just wasn't thrilled with the direction of this organization. Maybe there was something behind the scenes. We know that. He got $1.5 million more from the Pittsburgh Steelers for this upcoming season than he would have made in Miami. That's significant enough to where he's going to throw a tirade and force a deal. No, he just clearly didn't want to be here. Chris Greer and the Dolphins gave all these guys their money. Maybe not Raheem Mostert. Sorry, you're 30 years old. Become a Pro Bowler. You're not going to get paid.
I totally agree with you. I know why Mostert felt that way, obviously. He had one of the best seasons a back has ever had for the Dolphins and wasn't rewarded for it, right? Was he cut the next season?
Correct.
His playing time diminished and then
they gave up on him. He led the league in rushing touchdowns and they gave up on him next year after a couple fumbles.
I get why he's upset, but he is incorrect. They have taken care of their Pro Bowlers probably better than they should have been, and they wouldn't be in the mess that they're in. Regardless, I think that's more of a story as to what is going on behind the scenes there when a quality dude like Raheem Mostert, because you don't hear him talk that way about anything. That's not his personality normally. So he got a chance here to bleep on the organization. He took it. I got no problem with that because I thought that they jettisoned him a little too early. I thought that was a little cutesy on their part. But regardless, I don't agree with his assertion that, you know, if you're a Pro Bowler, you get treated like bleep, because I think you got rewarded. Like Solana gave you the examples, like guys got rewarded for having great seasons. They ended up drawing the line with Jonnu Smith.
Right.
Jonnu Smith, they drew the line. I don't know what Jalen Ramsey wanted. Obviously, they were at loggerheads about something, because I'm with you. To leave Miami to go to Pittsburgh for $1.5 million more doesn't seem like it was a $10 million standstill that they were at.
Jonnu was about money.
No doubt.
In the 30th paid tight end, he was a Pro Bowler. It was about money for him. Jalen wanted to leave. It's even the time it happened. They still have negotiation time. We heard he wanted to leave multiple, you know, agreeing to part ways. That was in the middle of the summer sometime, early summer, where he didn't want to be here anymore. So is Raheem a little butthurt, as they say? Yes. But is there a problem with the captaincy and the leadership on this team? I think both could be true, and I think that's a yes as well.
On paper, I understand why a Dolphins fan would look at today and say, hold on a second, we traded our best cornerback, probably our only cornerback before the Minka trade, right? Our only DB who is good. I mean, go look at the rest of the DBs. Like, it's a scary sight. And the most productive part of our offense a season ago, and all we got back was a fifth-round pick for next season and another starting safety and Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, we essentially got Minka for two of our best players. And on the surface, I understand why that's confusing. But Hawk and Crowder, we've talked about this several times now. Chris Greer did not approach this offseason with a bleep you mentality. I'm going all in to win. And I think he needs to be applauded for that. I mean, as much as I have my gripes with Chris Greer, like, he's trying to set this team up, whether he's here or not, to have a better opportunity to compete and to add pieces in the future. And I think that's something that needs to be applauded, because this trade aligns with that thinking. He's not going all in.
I don't
he traded for a 28-year-old.
I don't necessarily think that's true. First of all, I think Minka's got 1 year left on his contract, so I'm not necessarily certain how much you're preparing for the future with him. Jalen wanted out. Chris Greer had no choice in the matter. So his hands were tied. It's kind of what Armando Salguero tweeted there, is like, here's a guy he knew he had to trade him, ended up with something good for at least a season. But I'm not necessarily certain what you're saying rings true to me. I like Chris Greer, but I don't think he's putting together building blocks. I think he's trying to keep a ship together that he had already built without it completely falling apart. The way I see it is he's kind of doing this right now because so many pieces like Calais Campbell and Teron Armstead and then Jalen Ramsey, you know, and was like, okay, I mean, where can I stem the leaking here? And he had no choice with Jalen Ramsey. He ends up getting someone decent in return. There's no question, but I don't think he's setting up for the future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But Solana, do you applaud somebody for solving a problem they caused? to Hawk's analogy, he shot the cannon through the side of the boat, and now he's patching up the hole. Oh, thank Chris Greer. He shot the damn cannon. You shouldn't have shot the cannon. He put all those bad contracts, the ones you brought up. He shouldn't have paid Tyreek and Waddle both $30 million a year. He re-upped Tua a year late. He could have done it earlier and saved more money. A lot of his mistakes, now he has to backpedal off of them. And also, the organization has vets that are unhappy being here. Jalen Ramsey, and I think if Calais Campbell's time with the Dolphins was different, I think he would have not went back to Arizona. I think he would have ended his career here if he thought that the Dolphins organization had a chance to win something.
But that's I think where I'm operating from. By the way, Omar Kelly texted me that Minka has 2 years left on his deal, but he'll probably want a restructured deal because there's no more guaranteed money left.
Solana, don't say, and we just have a safety. Minka Fitzpatrick, one of the top three safeties in the world.
Yeah. Well, he's coming off, and look, who knows what happens? He's 28 years old. He's coming off statistically his worst season last year. That doesn't mean he's going to be bad. That doesn't mean there's a precipitous drop off. He could have a bounce back year next year. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of context behind it, but that's a fact. He's coming off his worst statistical year last year. But here's where I'm operating from as far as Chris Greer and why I had that take. Coming into this year, correct me if I'm wrong, it was Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel for their lives, for their careers, potentially. Chris Greer, certainly, right? This season is literally is going to decide whether or not they will keep their jobs next season. When you're entering a season like that, you put everything you possibly have, every resource into this season. And I don't believe Chris Greer, and it may end up costing him, is operating the franchise that way. And
why wouldn't he be? That's a quizzical take by you. Like, what would they have done? Well, what would they have done that they haven't done? Like, what did they pass on?
You trade some of your draft assets prior to this NFL draft to try to go get some veteran guys to try to bolster your defensive backfield.
But what I'm saying is, who's to say that they didn't try to do that?
Like, it's possible. I think you're
creating something that just it doesn't exist. I believe that they would do anything. Now, I think it's coming from above them. No more renegotiating contracts if we've just done the contract a year ago. Something along those lines. That would lead me to believe what went on with Jonnu Smith, right? Because he did have the most productive offensive season that you could ask. But I think my guess, Stephen Ross, was tired of that. Like, hey, I don't want to set this precedent that's all we do. Jalen Ramsey went deeper, obviously, and he wanted out, but I don't believe that Chris Greer is knowingly playing some sort of long game. I think Chris Greer is playing the hand that he dealt himself. And by the way, I've been a supporter of him. I like him. I was the guy at the end of the season who said, yeah, keep McDaniel, keep Greer, keep Tua. I like our big three. And I still feel that way. But I don't think he's doing anything where you're like, wow, look at him. He is setting them up. Like, I don't think so at all. I think that guy would take anyone or anybody who wanted to play here. And if he was forced, like he was with Jalen, to get rid of him, he did. And I will tell you again, with Jalen, I kind of agree with Armando Salguero. I was expecting, he got a fourth round pick in return for Jalen Ramsey. That's a bummer, but that's what the market bears. He ended up getting Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Jonnu Smith thing, my expectation was it was going to be a holdout or something of the sort because I didn't see them budging because I don't think they're going to give someone an extension who had one good season. I think they're done with that. So I expected more of a holdout situation. They're not going to budge. And Jonnu, who's his agent? Is it Drew Rosenhaus?
Yes.
He's not going to budge. And so instead, they also had to give up Jonnu Smith. That's going to be a bummer. But if they bring in Kyle Pitts, I wouldn't be upset. Like, I feel like you could make something good out there. So they'll obviously be in the market for a tight end, and we'll see what happens.
And I do believe they're trying to change their team thought, I guess, their assumption of what they are, the soft team that pays everybody. I think they're trying to change that with their additions in the draft. 1,000 pounds a man in the first three rounds. Everybody said they're soft, which I agree. They're a very graceful team. Changing that narrative of it, you are not going to be soft upstairs or on the field. And I think they're trying to do that as well. I say it all the time. I know Chris Greer personally. He's a good human being. I think he's made a lot of mistakes with the Austin Jacksons and the Patrick Pauls. Are they ready to play? Liam Eichenberg still on this damn roster. Like, he's made a lot of mistakes that he tried to make up for while also paying the stars. But, like, you're not getting deals. He didn't get a deal on Tyreek. There was no deal on Waddle. There was no deal on Tua. There was no deal on Ramsey. There was no deal. He's not manipulating the cap. He's paying guys a bunch of money. And like Hawk said, I think he said, we can't just keep throwing $30 million at everybody.
But after you do that last year, now it's the season where if you don't win, the owner already said status quo is not good enough. You go pay Jaire Alexander. He got $6 million from the Baltimore Ravens, and we need a quarterback because right now Storm Duck is your cornerback with literally the most experience outside of Kader Kohou, who plays, who's not going to, he's going to play in the slot. You go pay Jair Alexander $10 million if you need to. Like, that's what you do in that position.
Again, I would submit to you that it's not because they don't want to. It's because they couldn't get stuff done. There's nobody on earth who works for a living who would say to themselves, you know what? The more prudent thing here is to set this up for someone else because I'm not very good at it. So let me just kind of go out with a whimper this season. But I'll do the organization right. Like, no chance. It just life doesn't work that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.